Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts. Hello, good morning. Welcome to, I think we're getting close to spring. And so with spring, I'm here with a guest that's going to talk a little bit about what's coming up this spring. I'll let him introduce himself.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me here. Sean Flemings, Whitmer Athletic Director.
And I mentioned spring because we're kind of like, you're really into spring sports. We just finished winter sports. Talk a little bit about the excitement with spring sports
just
here.
Just about to kick off, aren't they?
It is, actually. And looking at the weather, over the weekend, it's going to be 70.
Okay.
Ooh.
Monday will be about 37 again.
Right.
So
perfect. Spring in Ohio.
That's
Ohio.
That's right. But you know what? Our kids are great. They understand. If it's not raining, they're outside.
Yes.
Before we get into spring, just a quick shout out to our winter sports.
Oh, so good.
So many celebrations, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have a gymnast, Morgan Loomis, made it down to States. Unfortunately, couldn't compete because she had an injury in the competition before that, but made it to States. Our boys' basketball won the league and the district.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Just amazing years. Wrestlers. We had our highest number of girls wrestlers. You know, that platform was set with Trinity and Savannah over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But the interest is amazing, and it's getting even bigger and better with the elementaries and the junior highs.
Well, and not Whitmer direct, but didn't Savannah Isaac become a national champion?
Yeah, that might have been her third national championship, right?
Just her third.
So
it's pretty
she's
awesome.
5 years in a row now, right? It's
a impressive.
Big shout out to her.
Yeah.
Dubendorfer brothers both made it down to Columbus for wrestling. Just so many celebrations. I always hesitate. I don't want to miss someone, but our cheerleaders did great in their competitions.
Mm-hmm.
So great opportunity to celebrate so many of our kids throughout the winter.
Yeah.
Getting into the spring though. It's
yeah.
one of my favorite times of year only because, and I was an indoor sports guy, right?
Yeah.
But when the weather changes, you just feel different. You feel better. And getting outside and seeing our kids on campus outside is a wonderful thing.
And we had some people at indoor track do well, too. And I didn't even know indoor track was a thing until I started teaching because I always thought track had to be outdoors. So very, very cool. Very successful.
I loved that. We talked a little bit about this when you're on campus in the spring. And you can literally go to a softball game or a baseball game or a track event or tennis. Like you can hit so many. It's beautiful. You walk the campus and you can hit so many things in one evening. And I love that about spring sports. So,
you know, all three of us have made the comment so many times, our campus never sleeps.
Yeah.
I don't think there's no time that more than the spring, because you have all the spring sports that you just mentioned, but you also have the off-season sports.
There mm-hmm. were
every hallway, every gym, every
yes.
area is filled with kids. That's
yes.
a wonderful opportunity for our kids, and just
yep.
it's a great place to be.
We just completed a project at the stadium. You may have seen that on social media. It's amazing. You want to talk a little bit about our new turf?
Yeah, no, we're really excited. So we worked directly with Maumee Bay. They just have done a great job. This turf is, I'm going to throw it out there. You know, some people might have already seen it, but the Panther logo is the biggest in Northwest Ohio, so we're pretty excited for that.
We are.
It looks amazing. We were able to add a few other pieces. We have a permanent play clock in the north end zone now.
Nice.
We ran some electrical work for track and field events over by the mm-hmm. finish line, which is just amazing for our track athletes. So we're really excited. And 6:30 the next morning, after the 2 days ago when the turf was officially approved and we're ready to go, we had kids out on the turf at 6:30 before school. We're on it.
Oh, that's so fun.
It's used. I don't think unless you're on campus, you realize how much it's used, whether it's band and cheer and dance. And I mean, we have softball and baseball that we'll actually use on the turf. We have soccer. We have football. I mean, the turf is used all the time.
Well, I mean, to that point, Christy, is you're right. And you talk to, again, I'm going to use Maumee Bay. Talked to Brad, their owner, and he said, Sean, no one in Northwest Ohio and throughout most of the places that he does turf uses it like we do,
yeah.
which I think that's a moment, that's a something I'm proud about, right?
Yeah.
And we also have junior high, middle school.
Right, you're right. Mm-hmm.
We also have phys ed classes. Mm-hmm. We have, I mean,
it's community events, candlelight
community
walk.
Events. I mean, it's all the time. And that's we want to celebrate that, right?
Yes.
And the turf lasts about how long, Sean?
Around 10 years.
Okay.
And there's a test done every year, but as you get closer to that time, it's going to, I mean, you want to make, obviously minimize the risk of head injuries. So there's a test that we run. As you get close to that, this GMAX test is what it's called. As you get in those last couple years, you're getting close. It's still safe. And we are still safe. We could have gotten maybe another year out of it, but we're still in the safe zone. But as we get closer, it's just that time to provide a safer opportunity.
And the district commits to, we have a stadium renovation fund that money is put in there, so it accumulates over those 10 years, so we know when the turf comes back up, we have that fund set aside. So we appreciate the safety piece, and it looks amazing. So.
When I posted the picture on Facebook, on our district Facebook page, somebody was like, logo's a little small, and everybody just thought it was hilarious. It is giant. Yeah. You can see that from a plane.
Yeah.
You mentioned Whitmer Middle School, I think, briefly in your opening. Talk a little bit about, I know it's starting to come along as well, but you've been in some of the meetings with the gymnasium at Whitmer Middle School and the wrestling center and then outdoors. Can you talk a little bit about what we're expecting for Whitmer Middle School as far as athletic facilities?
I mean, first of all, it's going to just be a beautiful building. The facilities are going to be amazing. We had the opportunity to add a 7-lane track. Unfortunately, we were somewhat limited in space. We couldn't go 8 lanes, but 7 lanes, you can run junior high dual meets, tri meets. We'd still like to extend the opportunity for them and their big meets to come over to the Whitmer Stadium.
Sure.
The football field, the wrestling room, as you mentioned, right now they don't have that. They use the South Gym and Jefferson Building, but they don't have their true facility. So that's an amazing opportunity for them.
And the state doesn't cover those things. Like, those are things we as a community recognized a need for and decided to implement, right?
Yeah. The board committed to adding those pieces, and then that's our local funds went into that. So as most of you might know, the OFCC is paying for $2 million of the project. But there are some pieces, like those items, that are not covered. So the district committed to paying for those. For our students.
You know, and when you speak to the wrestling room, I think now more than ever before, there's this need. We have the largest, and Perrysburg's an amazing wrestling program, right? But
right.
We have the largest Biddy wrestling program in Northwest Ohio. And now we have this girls program that's continuing to build. So we need space to provide the opportunities for our kids.
Right.
We're excited for that.
Somebody did comment something online about, well, the new middle school is going to be fantastic, but the wrestling room is too small. And of course, we would always like it to be larger, but we don't have one currently. And it was an addition already added from the generosity of the board and understanding that there's a need. So I think it's wonderful that they have that starting space. And like you said, they still have facilities to use at the main campus if and when they need them.
Absolutely. You know, I think the other thing that the facilities do is provide another opportunity for, as you mentioned earlier, community events. Mm-hmm. When Whitmer, as we said, never sleeps, right?
Right.
How do we, like, for example, we just had the elementary volleyball tournament this weekend at Whitmer, and we had to move some other things around because we wanted to provide that opportunity for them. It was amazing. It was fun. My wife and I both went up there and watched the games. It was so fun to watch those kids play. But in a year and a half from now, maybe we have another platform where we can provide for our community.
The gymnasium at the middle school is, I mean, you've seen renderings, it's amazing.
Oh,
and 1600 seating, so the whole student body. But again, for events, I mean, it's going to look close to our Whitmer Fieldhouse, really. So just really excited. Again, what can we do in that space? We just don't have that. We have, you know, two gyms at the junior highs, but they're small if you've been in them.
Well, and not only are they small, I mean, they're very quaint, but if you've ever tried to take a ball out of bounds at Jefferson,
right?
There's literally like 6 inches of feet space. Yeah. So it's going to seem massive once they get over there.
You mentioned Perrysburg, and, you know, let's talk a little bit about NLL, which is one of our NLL teams. We transitioned to the NLL how long ago, Sean?
So the transition started around 4 years ago.
Okay.
Last year was our first full year in the NLL, and it's been amazing. The athletic directors, the principals, they've all been great to work with, and it's been really great for our community. Provides a platform of sportsmanship, of competition within the Northwest Ohio Public Schools that we just feel strongly that this is a great fit for us.
Good. So all on the upside, which we love that. So
yeah.
We've talked a lot about positive things. Being an athletic director isn't always easy. I'm going to ask you, you know, what's a challenge? You've been in the position now a few years. You know, I didn't actually start with this, but you've been in the district. Why don't you tell a little bit about your kind of history to get to the athletic director?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I'm a Washington local through and through. I graduated in 1993 and started coaching in 94. So I said I think I might make more yearbooks consecutive than anybody else, right? So I started coaching, and then this is 20 plus years in education. Year four as an athletic director. Mm. Had an opportunity to be principal and run some buildings before this, which I just loved. You know, and when you run an elementary, you really miss those babies. That was such an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
But I love where I'm at as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry.
I asked about challenges.
Yeah, challenges. We'll go back to that piece. Like any job, right? There are a lot of challenges, and there's a lot more celebrations and things you love, but there are challenges. One is when we go back to that sportsmanship piece with the NLL, one of the big focus points is making sure parents, students, coaches all follow this model, this template of respect and sportsmanship towards one another. Not, you know, it's not about the win or the loss. We all want to win, but at the end of the day, let's respect the game, respect one another. A challenge for me is we have our pulse on our students. We have a good relationship with our student and with our students, and so for the most part, students, when they respect you, they respect our administrative team, our teachers, our people that are at the game. Things are going to go well. Not perfect, but for the most part. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, we have parents or grandparents or friends in the crowd, guests in the crowd that might not always recognize what we're trying to accomplish. So that becomes a challenge at times.
Right. Managing adults. We always say managing adults is harder than managing children or students.
Yeah. And like you said, we're passionate. We're passionate about kids. I understand that. But that respect piece, because at the end of the day, it is just that. It's a game. And we like to win. But we want to teach those skills to our kids. And we want to model respect and what that looks like. So appreciate that. Yeah. I ask everybody on the podcast to share a favorite moment or memory. You've been in Washington Local a long time. Went to Washington Local. Do you have something that stands out?
You know, I guess I'm going to talk more recent when I say this. First of all, we emphasize so much through the district, student athletes, right? You're student first. When we've been able to, and Katie, you've been amazing helping with this, when we've been able to get the grade point averages of our teams and then celebrate them on social media.
Awesome.
It is so cool to see. I mean, you know, we have teams that might be a little lower than other people, and they take it personal. I say, coaches, that's not the goal. It's not a gotcha. This is a celebration, right? We want to celebrate the great job, the great things that our kids are doing, and managing life as a student athlete is not easy.
Right.
So to be able to see that success is pretty neat.
Yeah, it's motivating. I think it is. I think it's actually one of the teams said, we couldn't believe this other team beat us. So now we're all working really hard because we want to be ahead of this team. And I think that's great. That's a competitive spirit that's in the right interest of our students.
Absolutely.
And sometimes there's an impression that they're athletes first. And so it just shows that they're really good students. And most of our athletes are really good students first. And yes, also naturally talented. So we love that.
You know, and along those lines, we had an opportunity to send a small group of students out to Shoreland a couple of days ago. And, you know, that's their kickoff for their testing. They did a great job out there. But it was so neat to be able to see our high school kids go down and interact with the Shoreland students and talk about those challenges, right? And what does it look like to be a student athlete? And what do you have to do to be successful in both areas?
Right.
And I don't know if high school students know or athlete, they are role models to those to the elementary kids, to younger kids. I know when you have the like football players in the fall would go out to the elementary schools and like meet in the loop line and open car doors.
Yes.
And they would, you can tell a little bit about that because it's your event, but that's one of my favorite things to see all the posts on social media, but share a little bit about that.
No, I mean, you're exactly right. Just the opportunity you see, let's use Carter. Carter Lowe, I mean, obviously he's at Ohio State right now and just an amazing human being, right? But to open a door for a little 7-8-year-old and they get out and see Carter and they know who he is and their parents know who he is, what a great opportunity.
Yeah.
So nice. It's great for our community, great for our kids, and not just the little kids, for our high school kids as well.
Absolutely.
You know, the other celebration I'd like to throw out there is our Panthers that give back.
Right.
You know, how often do we say once a Panther, always a Panther, right? But those aren't just words. There's actions behind those. And Savannah, I mean, again, we mentioned Savannah, right?
Yeah. Already giving back.
Already gave back. She already had her camp. And again, 25 young ladies that are hopefully future wrestlers and hopefully wearing the Whitmer colors, right?
Yes.
Someday went to her camp.
Yeah.
Obviously, Chris Wormley, we just met last week and we're setting up the next camp for the summertime with him. Nigel, whenever he's, you know, I know his schedule doesn't always allow it, but he's worked hard at providing opportunities for basketball camps. I mean, these are Panthers giving back.
Yep.
And when you talk about pride, I mean, you go back over the years, these are all student athletes that we watched, right?
Yeah.
We watched from 13, 14 years old,
right,
all the way through. And then for them to give back is really pretty neat.
Storm Norton helped us at Monac with some lunch balances
this year.
Absolutely. I mean, another great example. We just have so many.
Well, thank you. Is there anything else you want to share before we end the podcast today?
No, we're just excited for the spring, like I said, the weather changing and seeing our kids outside.
Well, thank you for being on today, and we look forward to our spring sports season. That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!